Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has announced sanctions against Russian individuals as well as companies. We get more now from VOA's Cindy Sain.
They are targeting 38 Russian individuals and companies and government officials. And these sanctions will mean that the people targeted cannot do business in the U.S. banking system, which basically means they can't do business in U.S. dollars. And the experts that I have been talking to say that is what will likely make them painful and effective to some people who are close to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
A number of U.S. lawmakers and foreign policy experts welcome the measure, saying the sanctions are overdue. Trump administration is saying the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods, and Beijing warned its willingness to fight back. White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow defends the idea of tariffs against China, even though many oppose the concept.
The damage to our economy comes from China's restrictive practices. I mean, my thought on that, blame China. They've been doing this for decades. Don't blame Trump. Trump is doing what everyone in the world has said we should do.
Trump Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. and China are in a routine contact that is a negotiation period, and that's why the tariffs have not yet been imposed while things are worked out with Beijing. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal border crossings into the United States, the latest initiative of the so-called Trump era of immigration enforcement. This is VOA News.